or small ones would lessen the impact. He tried a small bite first, as the chime of a bell signaled someone entering Hal's Diner, one of the few places to eat in the small town of Garnet, and the only one currently open on Thanksgiving. Despite the lack of choices for the holiday, Hal's was still empty, save a few bachelors. Clay knew what lost soul had walked in without looking, and turned his focus back to the dreaded pie.
"Happy Thanksgiving, Sheriff."
"Happy Thanksgiving, Judy,"
came the upbeat, typically charismatic reply.
"What does a hard-working sheriff have to do for a cup of coffee? Damn, but it's cold out there. Where's summer when you need it?"
"Gonna be a nasty winter,"
Judy agreed, sounding equally disheartened.
"Take a seat. I'll bring it to you. Are you gonna catch a quick bite?"
"Sure. Bring me whatever turkey special Hal's dishing up. You know I can't stay away from you, darling. Having you serve me is always the highlight of my night."
"Hush," Judy laughed, sounding pleased. "You know I'm taken."
"Tell Jerry he better spoil you rotten, or I'm gonna steal you right out from under him."
Clay rolled his eyes, deciding he'd rather eat pumpkin pie than listen to this shit. He was poking at it with his fork when a large, ominous shadow darkened his table.
"Wyatt, is that pumpkin pie?"
Wyatt asked, scooting into the booth seat across from Clay and tossing his hat on the table.
"So what if it is?"
Clay frowned at his best friend, who was running a hand through his blonde hair, forcing away the unnatural wave caused from his hat. Handsome and cocky as ever, Wyatt gave him a bemused smile.
"But you hate pumpkin pie."
"Yeah, I know that,"
Clay scowled.
"You think I don't know I hate it?"
Wyatt gave him a look.
"Then why are you eating it?"
"That new waitress brought it,"
Clay explained, the reminder compelling him to take another bite. He choked, forcing himself to swallow it.
"Christ, you've officially taken one hit too many,"
Wyatt said in exasperation, turning to Judy when she showed up with his cup of coffee.
"Darling, don't you have something else back there besides pumpkin pie?"
"We got praline,"
Judy offered, her cheeks still flushed beneath her freckles. The redhead was always pink-cheeked when Wyatt was around.
"You want it before your dinner?"
"No, it's not for me."
Wyatt gestured to Clay.
"He hates pumpkin pie. I don't know why he let her serve it to him. Get him a piece of praline."
"No, it's all right,"
Clay said quickly, not wanting the new waitress to know he'd sent it back. He'd rather choke down the whole thing.
"I like it."
"Bullshit."
Wyatt reached across the table and pulled the plate away when Clay took another stubborn bite of the pie, only to gag on it a second time.
"Look at that, he can't even swallow it to prove a point."
"I'll get you a different piece, powerhouse."
Judy grabbed the plate off the table and turned away before he could complain.
"You're an asshole,"
Clay snapped at his best friend when Judy was out of earshot.
"I was eating the damn pie. I'm not bothering you. Why the fuck do you always have to run that big mouth of yours?"
"You were gonna puke on my dinner,"
Wyatt said by way of explanation.
"You need to tell the doc you're losing touch."
Clay huffed in response and looked across the diner to see Judy walk behind the counter. She handed the plate to Hal through the window. Clay was hoping to God they didn't tell the new waitress. He hated pumpkin pie so intensely, he couldn't eat it even when he attempted to swallow it down using steel will, which was something he usually had in spades. He cringed when the pretty blonde walked behind the counter, just as Hal put a fresh piece of praline pie through the window that separated the front of the diner from the kitchen. Judy said something to the new waitress, who looked at Clay and Wyatt before she turned back and grabbed the new plate instead of Judy.
"I hate you,"
Clay growled at Wyatt.
"Shoot."
Wyatt laughed, stirring his coffee as he worked at adding several packets of sugar to it.
"If I had a dollar for every time you said that, I wouldn't be spending Thanksgiving breaking up the Henley's annual domestic